I believe where we are right now, I will start with a bit of kudos to the two gallant personalities in persons of His Excellency Atiku Abubakar and His Excellency Peter Obi, who came second and third, respectively, from the result declared by INEC. These two gentlemen have shown some level of maturity and statesmanship. But for the fact that they have shown some level of leadership, we wouldn't know where this country might be as at now. Tension has receded. They have declared that they were going to challenge the election result declared by the Independent National Electoral Commission. And they have been given the authority, the lead, to inspect the beavers, the machine that does the accreditation of voters, as well as to also examine the various result sheets declared at respective polling units, as well as what level, local government level and state level. So we are going to see, if you like, clash of the titans. I'm sure the Labour Party, led by Peter Obi, and the People's Democratic Party, led by Atiku Abubakar, will be putting up a formidable legal team to challenge the result of the election with a view to getting it either nullified or at least the result tinkered with, possibly in their favor.
Nigeria is coming out of these presidential elections. We understand another election is coming up. Do you think the country has the capacity now to hold these elections to be as free as fair and free of any problems as was the presidential election?
I think, James, this country and indeed the Independent National Electoral Commission have had 4 years to prepare for this election. Monies were spent. Yeah, I guess it's as good as mine that the INEC, that is the Independent National Electoral Commission, does have the capacity to conduct, the February 11th gubernatorial and state houses of assembly elections. I'm sure, like we say in economics, all things being equal, we are likely going to witness peaceful elections in most of the state. I think there are about 32, if not 31 states that will be going to the polls come Saturday this week.